This hour, the podcast is exclusively sponsored by my good friends at Advantage Gold. Advantage Gold is a five-star rated gold company with one-of-a-kind customer service. And when it comes to gold and precious metals, Advantage Gold is the only company I'll work with. Call Advantage Gold today and make sure you let them know that Mark Levin sent you. And now, let's begin.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. I'm going to play for you the dispatch when the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed. I've used this bridge, as have my family members, many, many, many times. And it's a terrible tragedy. That Baltimore port, as you probably heard by now, Baltimore Harbor, is the busiest on the East Coast. And that bridge is now blocking, as is the freighter, any ingress or egress from that harbor. I suspect the Philadelphia port will pick up more business than some of the others along the East Coast, but it is a significant matter. As best as we can tell, we're not actually given numbers, not that numbers are the end-all and be-all. There are six people missing, crew that were working on the bridge. It amazes me at times like this how much we appreciate our police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our first responders. And yet when there aren't emergencies, we keep accusing them of systemic racism and other hard things. And yet these are the men and women we turn to in the worst of times. And there's a reason we turn to them. I want you to listen to what took place on the initial dispatch and then the follow-up dispatch. Obviously, Baltimore has never suffered a tragedy like this. This is a big bridge. This bridge is 1.6 miles long. It's one of the longest bridges in the country and on the East Coast. May be the longest bridge on the East Coast for all I know. In an important part of our country, industrial area, well, there's an enormous amount of shipping. Anybody that's driven down or up 95, you can see all the cars, you can see all the freighters, you can see it all. But we'll begin. I'm not going to speak. I want you to hear it all. Mr. Producer, we'll do one and two together. Cut one and two, go.
I need one of you guys on the south side, one of you guys on the north side. Hold all traffic on the Key Bridge. There's a ship approaching that just lost their steering. So that until you get that under control, we got to stop all traffic.
Yeah, we're all on the route to the south side.
Dispatch direction.
I'm holding traffic now. I was driving, but we stopped prior to the bridge. So I'll have all out-of-loop traffic stopped.
10-4, is there a crew work on the bridge right now?
K-9-1, but they have.
Good.
Let me stop traffic on their site right now.
Yeah, if we can stop traffic, just make sure no one's on the bridge right now. I'm not sure where there's a crew up there.
You might want to notify whoever the foreman is, see if we can get them off the bridge temporarily.
10-4, once the other unit gets here, I'll ride up on the bridge. I have all interloop traffic stopped at this time. Once you get here, I'll go grab the workers on the key bridge and then stop the outer loop.
213 dispatch, the whole bridge just fell down. Start whoever, everybody. The whole bridge just collapsed.
10-4, dispatch is direct.
That's correct. This time.
Do we know if all traffic was stopped?
I can't get to the other side, sir. The bridge is down. We're going to have to get somebody on the other side, the Anne Arundel County MSP, to get up here and stop traffic coming northbound on the T bridge.
C-13, I'm holding all traffic northbound.
Battalion 1 to command.
Battalion 1, go ahead.
MTAC police, they're... Incident command location is going to be located for them as far as the MTA police as the AOC Center, 2330 Bruning Highway. They have representatives there to try and get footage up. They reported they knew the ship was running off course prior to the collapse, and they started clearing the bridge. All the traffic, all the construction stuff, and a few vehicles were stopped prior to the collision.
Can't copy that. If you have a liaison with them, see if you can find out if this ship was inboard into the port or if it was outbound.
They're trying to ascertain now. Do you have a representative you want me to send to there, or to have another dispatch chief sent there?
Are you able to make it to Bruning Highway, or are you isolated on the bridge?
Isolated under the bridge. Not able to get back out this time due to traffic all being backed up along there.
Okay, I copy that. Command to communications.
Go ahead, Command.
I need to special call a chief officer or a command level officer to the MVTA command post over on Bruning Highway.
Message received, 221.
9-1 Command, that's going to be located at 2330 Bruning Highway. There'll be a door access code. I'll give you a phone number and relay for when our chief gets there.
Message received, 221.
Fire rescue boat 2 to command, be advised. The vessel was outbound, appears to be outbound. At this time, the vessel also looks sound, and it has a large piece of the bridge resting on the bow.
Under the bridge. Command 2, truck 21.
Truck 21, go ahead.
Truck 21, you're going to be the staging officer. I need you to ascertain a better staging location that's outside of this parking lot.
Talk 5 on the run.
141.
EMS 6 in the world.
EMS 6, 141. Unit is responding on rescue alarm, I-695 East. Be advised, 13 persons possibly in the water. There was a 13-person construction crew operating on the bridge, possibly in the water at this time. 146.
6 to communications. Are you advising there's 13 people in the water?
Possibly 13 people in the water at this time. A construction crew.
Okay. Let's go ahead and special call Baltimore County Marine Unit 269 and Marine Unit 216. Notify Anne Arundel County to also stand by for their boat.
Communications copy. 144.
SOC 5 to communications, could you close to you guys? That's my MCT, please.
SOC 5, I copy. 144.
6 to communications. Also, dispatch the dive unit on this call to alert the dive team and start one more additional transport unit.
Communications copy. 145.
Battalion Chief 1 to communications.
Battalion Chief 1.
You have a landline with MTA police. See if anybody got a location. Better location on the bridge, east side or west side, and on the outbound lane.
Okay, so it's safe. The Coast Guard actually called it in and said that it was just off of Fort Armstead Park. I gave exact coordinations to the fire rescue boat. We can try contacting MTA police.
All right, one copy.
1246.
Battalion 6 to 1, it was a CAD error that you were dispatched. I'll let you use your discretion.
Battalion 6 to 1. We'll keep coming in. We'll come in from the Bruning Highway end, east side.
Okay, you'll be accessing the inner loop of I-695 across the bridge?
Yeah, we come down Bruning Highway until it dumps into 695. We'll
post up that way. If you get anything, and you will be posting from the other end of Fort Martin State.
6K.
EMS 6,
repeat. EMS 6, repeat.
We got an exit.
That's a negative EMS 6. We do not have exit at this time. We're trying to get more information.
Sock 5 to Battalion 6.
6, come in.
Yeah, Chief, I went over to Fort Armistead and see if I can't get eyes on anything from there.
Okay, copy. You're at Fort Armistead.
Staff coordinator, I'm en route.
Staff coordinator, en route. 148. Communications with Battalion Chief 6. Code 19 has been notified.
I'm on board.
Engine 13, 148.
Battalion 1 of Communications. Get a hold of MTA Police ASAP. I have MTA Police cars heading a different direction than us. We need some information from them.
Communications copies Battalion Chief 1. We are trying to contact them right now.
Battalion 6, Engine 13. You're responding with one diver, is that right?
Battalion Chief 6, that's affirmative. Engine 13 has one diver on board.
Copy.
Engine 57, clear the air. Engine 57, clear the air. I'm on 695, headed towards Burning Highway, here with the police. They are reporting that the middle section of the bridge collapsed into the water, and there are unknown amounts of people and or vehicles in the water. We are committed to 695 in a traffic jam. That's as much information as I have right now. I'll be command.
Battalion Chief 6 to communications.
Go ahead, Battalion Chief 6.
Alert Baltimore County Engine 57. Have them respond on the inner loop. Dispatch the two remaining squad companies. Prepare for backfill of SOC units into the city.
Communications. Copy, command.
SOC 5, Battalion 6. It probably would be a bad idea to make a recommendation to Coast Guard. They're right around the corner, see if they can be of assistance to us.
Battalion 1 of communications.
Go ahead, Battalion Chief 1.
You got Foxtrot or MTA State Police en route with a helo?
We are still trying to contact MTA Police, and we will contact Foxtrot as well.
All right, as far as MTA Police, you can reach out to State Police if you got contact. See if we can get a State Trooper en route.
Message received, 151.
Command, the communications update. We do have several police officers on eastbound 695 that are stopping traffic, so no more vehicles try to enter. We're going to try to get as close to the bridge as possible to get a better look, but I don't want to commit to the bridge if it's unstable.
SOC 5, communications and all units responding, hold the air. SOC 5, Battalion 6, and communications. I'm in Fort Armistead. Be advised, the entire bridge, the entire key bridge in the harbor. I advise to hold all traffic from coming to the bridge. I advise again, the entire key bridge has fallen into the harbor.
Unit is responding on rescue alarm I-695. Be advised, the entire key bridge has now collapsed into the water. The entire key bridge has now collapsed into the water. Proceed with caution. It's 152. Unit is responding on rescue alarm key bridge. No units access the key bridge. I repeat, no units access the key bridge. 159.
Engine 57 to command.
Command, go ahead.
We've done a quick search up here on the bridge with our kick and visually. We're clear of any other cars or civilians on this side. We just got us and a few police officers here, and they cleared out all the rest of the traffic. You want us to just stand by up here?
That's correct. Go ahead and stay by where you are.
And it goes on, including the shortly after this, talk about there's six people in the water and we can't find them. And as of this hour, they're still looking. You heard now there the first 15 minutes after the bridge collapsed. Those brave heroes moving as fast as they can in a situation they've never confronted before. An entire bridge, 1.6 miles, collapse. Just the pieces of it are left, you can see, And it's a horrendous thing. Horrendous. It's shocking. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Our once mighty dollar is under siege from runaway inflation. For those still working, your paychecks buy less while costs for gas, food, cars, utilities skyrocket thanks to inflation. That's why I'm urging all my listeners to register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. It's a fantastic seminar. They'll teach you how to take steps to help guard your wealth from inflation using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver hold intrinsic value that should remain untouched by government manipulation. Folks, don't wait for the Fed's reckless policies to completely devalue the dollar and steal your life savings. Call now while free registration is open. I'm telling you, this is a fantastic seminar. Call 800-900-8000 right now. The Gold and Silver Summit could provide the vital insights we need to protect our families. 800-900-8000. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional. Now, you heard about the first responders, and then this in New York. NYPD police officer, 31, fatally shot by career criminal during Queens traffic stop, ID'd as husband, dad of young child, New York Post. A 31-year-old NYPD cop was shot and killed by a career criminal during a traffic stop in Queens on Monday evening. Officer Jonathan Diller, a married father of a 1-year-old boy, was shot in the stomach under his bulletproof vest after police tried to remove the suspect from his vehicle. Identified as 34-year-old Guy Riviera, from the passenger seat of the car in Far Rockaway. Diller, who had 3 years on the force, fell to the ground, yelled that he'd been hit after the suspect opened fire, according to a witness. He was moving. He was saying, "I'm hit, I'm hit," giving location and so forth, like he was, well, he was injured. Now, the animal who murdered him has a very, very, very long rap record, including multiple felonies, including multiple felonies. 21 prior arrests. 21 prior arrests. Can you imagine? 21 prior arrests. We have criminals roaming the streets. We have illegal aliens coming into this country left and right. The Democrats are destroying our cities. Biden and his party are destroying our country overall. And I look at this and I go, oh, these polls are close. They're close. Why are they close? Do people like this? Do people like it? This young man decides to take on a job that pays him crap, was treated like crap by his employers and by these phony front groups, these phony civil rights groups. They're stopping a car. The guy won't get out. And then this guy pulls a pistol and shoots him in the stomach and murders him. And he's been in jail before and they let him out. Well, why don't we hold these damn judges accountable? Attention, fellow Americans. Mark Levin here with a warning and a solution. I feel like our country's being destroyed by out-of-control spending and debt thanks to Biden and the American Marxists. And your hard-earned savings and retirement could be at risk from their socialist schemes. That's why you should consider Advantage Gold, the best of the best, a U.S.-based company that specializes in helping everyday Americans protect their wealth. They have a simple solution to help you even potentially grow your wealth despite the attacks from Washington. I urge you to register for their upcoming Gold and Silver Summit. It's fabulous. A free online event where you'll learn tips to help safeguard your finances by diversifying into physical precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. 800 900 8000. Call them right now to sign up securely for this pivotal summit. It is crucial. Tell them Mark Levin sent you for a special bonus. Call 800 900 8000 right now. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin, the champion of liberty and true conservatism. Call Mark now, 877-381-3811.
We now have a situation, ladies and gentlemen, where the leader of Hamas, who's in Iran, was praising the Biden administration. The leader of Hamas, who was in Iran, was praising the Biden administration on TV to the whole world. Well, our regime is trashing the Netanyahu administration. We have some friends, a lot of friends, we have some friends in South Florida, which has a significant Jewish community. And his wife and her friend were having lunch yesterday at a restaurant, obviously. And they're not wearing clothing that is symbolic of or indicative of the Jewish faith, per se. They're Americans. And they're sitting there at the table. And next to them, there are a couple of people going on and on about the Jews, Mr. Producer. The Jews this, and the Jews that, and the Jews this, and the Jews that. So he sends me an email today. He says, Mark, are we safe here anymore? Are we safe in America anymore? It's a good question. When you look at the level of violence and hate that's going on in our country, that is, I think, a complete outgrowth of the way the Biden administration, the media, and the Democrat Party have been reporting this war and have been allowing people to come on their platforms to absolutely lie about civilian casualties using Hamas, never explaining the extent to which the Israelis go to try and protect civilians. It's a horrid thing. So my answer is not really. We have no-go zones in this country. If you are Jewish and wear your hair a certain way or wear a certain coat or a certain hat, or even if you just wear a kippah, a.k.a. a yarmulke, or if your last name is Jewish, like Levin or whatever. We have no-go zones. And that would include Dearborn, Michigan. That would include other parts of the country with heavy populations of Muslims and Arabs. Now, I have to keep saying this. I'm not talking about all Muslims and Arabs. So now I've said that 1,000 times, but too many. Too many imams preaching what they preach. And our universities and colleges, having been called out early on, are still at it. They're still at it. I want to tell you about Columbia University. School of Journalism. That's where it is. But Columbia University, which prior to a massive demographics change, had a very large Jewish student population, still does, but not large enough, apparently. The Washington Free Beacon, at Columbia, an Israeli-designated terror group, teaches, quote, Palestinian Resistance 101 and lauds plane hijackings. They were lauding 9/11. This is a course at Columbia University. Quote, the fact is that October 7 changed the world. We saw the potential of a future for Palestine liberated from Zionism, says Samadin Charlotte Kays. On Sunday, a group of keffiyeh-clad individuals huddled around a computer to discuss, quote, Palestinian resistance. Charlotte Cates, a member of the Israeli-designated terror group Samadown, praised Hamas's October 7 terror attack for showing, quote, the potential of a future for Palestine liberated from Zionism. Khalid Barakat, I watched this, I couldn't tell if it was a he or a she, probably wouldn't be welcome in most parts of the Middle East, a Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine activist. The Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine is a terrorist organization. She lauded airplane hijackings as, quote, one of the most important tactics that the Palestinian resistance have engaged in, unquote. Well, those speakers and others were explicit in their support for terrorism against Jews. The event did not take place in Gaza, Doha, or Tehran. It took place in New York City, where an anti-Semite Columbia University student group, Columbia University Apartheid Divest, invited the speakers to deliver a lecture on, quote, the fight for liberation, titled Palestinian Resistance 101. I watched this. They are preaching terrorism, and they are preaching it against the United States as well. This is the enemy within. I encourage you to look at this. I posted it on my social sites. Not a single major cable network or network news operation has run this. They didn't show it on Mediaite. They didn't show it on Media Matters, as you might expect. They're in the tank. The event, which the Washington Free Beacon attended virtually, reflects the extreme anti-Semitic activism seen on college campuses in the wake of the Hamas attack. In some cases, faculty members have advanced that activism. A Columbia faculty group, Faculty and Staff for Justice in Palestine, promoted the event in an Instagram post, which featured an image of a Palestinian boy throwing rocks at an Israeli tank during the Second Intifada. No pictures of the decapitation of Israeli babies. The group launched in January, pledging to stand with the anti-Semitic student protesters and take back our university. Its members include classics professors Joseph Halley, history professor Maman Ahmed, and history professor Marwa El-Shakri. In addition to Cates and Barak, the Sunday event featured Within Our Lifetime founder Nurdin Kiswani, who has called for Israel to be, quote, wiped off the map, unquote. The three speakers routinely praised Hamas and Hezbollah, advocated for armed resistance, and encouraged attendees to, quote, be of service to the resistant movements that are on the front lines fighting Zionism. When you hear words like Zionism, they're talking about Jews. The event was initially scheduled to take place at Columbia's Barnard College, the irony. The university's all-female undergraduate school, a flyer promoting the event, listed the Barnard Center for Research on Women as a host. The start of the event, however, student organizers said they were forced to change rooms at the last moment after a PhD student lodged a complaint to the university. The change was part of a long line of Columbia's long line of repression, said the terrorist supporters. So it was moved to another place. Columbia's Q House, an LGBTQ plus special interest community house at Columbia University. The irony of that is unbelievable. A Columbia spokeswoman said the university is aware of an unsanctioned, unapproved event that took place last night at a residence. Cates and Barakat addressed attendees via Zoom. Columbia canceled the event, denying requests to use under university space, as did Barnard. Despite this, the event organizers held the event in a residence with an online option. What are they going to do about it? Now, what they don't mention in the article, they're praising up and down hijackers who murdered pilots, who murdered passengers. They're praising up and down terrorist hijackers. I assume that means 9/11. If it wasn't for these tactics, they said, we would have never heard of Palestinian women who led these kinds of heroic operations that introduced the Palestinian questions to the world. If you take, for example, the speeches that were given to the people in the airplanes by Palestinian fighters, they're all about our struggle. Kiswani called on fellow activists to openly advocate for violence against Jews. In the wake of October 7th, she said, anti-Israel organizations asked her not to discuss October 7th or resistance during her speeches. Now, those organizations mentioned resistance. Now they'll talk about it 3 months later, 5 months later, because they saw we did it. We got away with it. We got support for it. Don't acquiesce to the idea of, well, oh, they're considered a terrorist organization, so we shouldn't talk about resistance, she said. We're kind of like the test subjects or the guinea pigs. We're going to put ourselves out on the line. And, you know, if people are okay with it, then they'll jump on it later. We have the right to return home, and we will get that right by any means necessary. This is going on throughout our colleges and universities, just as support for the Nazis did in the 1930s with professors and student bodies. This was not reported by the New York Times. This was not reported by the Washington Post. This was not reported by any cable channel. This was not reported in any of the sort of entrails of the Democrat Party, Mediaite, Media Matters. Little website, a little news site, the Washington Free Beacon. They saw the alert, they had somebody watch it, and they made it available. Some of the other things they spoke about, because I watched it, was we need to end American imperialism and colonialism, just viciously attacking America, viciously attacking the American people. Viciously. Because the Marxists and the Islamists have become one. And when you listen to the woman, I don't know if it's a woman or a guy, you'll see what I mean, but the eyes bugging out of their heads, what zealots, what fanatics they are, for death. Praising the hijackers. The plane hijackers. And when you hear the head of Hamas in Iran praising this administration, and you see almost nobody reporting on it, I would say to my friend in Florida, are we safe here? Doesn't feel that way. Doesn't feel that way to me. When almost 90% of the so-called Palestinians who are surveyed by a Arab survey group and a Palestinian group say that almost 90% of the Palestinians support Hamas and support October 7th. You can't tell me that most Palestinians in the Middle East want peace or peaceful people. Prove it. Prove it. And so the head of Hamas is meeting with Iran. Iran's building nuclear weapons. Iran is funding the Houthis to block off the Red Sea. Iran is funding slaughter in Yemen, in Iraq, in Lebanon, slaughter in Israel. And you hear nothing from Biden, nothing. Any UN resolutions condemning Iran? None. And this resolution that the Biden regime abstained on, didn't even criticize Hamas, didn't even bring up Hamas. It attacks Israel and decouples the release of the hostages. And Hamas noticed it. These people are getting energy, motivation from Joe Biden, Antony Blinken, and our administration. They're getting energy and motivation. They have no reason to release a single hostage because Joe Biden, Blinken, and this idiot Kirby, who is a complete sleazeball. Why? Because he's good at lying. When they said our position hasn't changed, of course it's changed. Read the resolution. See, I read these things. Be nice if some reporter asking a question had it in front of them, read it, and said, it says it right here. And other than a handful of Republicans in Congress in both chambers, crickets. We're all the Jewish Democrats in the Senate. They're led by Schumer. Nothing, not a word. Where are the Jewish Democrats in the House? I don't hear them, do you? Most of the people leading this battle are righteous Gentiles. Thank God for righteous Gentiles. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
My fellow Americans, we're living in very perilous economic times. Washington seems determined to bankrupt our nation with endless stimulus spending. As they devalue our dollar, hardworking Americans like you could lose everything. That's why I urge you strongly, register for the upcoming Gold and Silver Summit hosted by our friends at Advantage Gold. They'll teach you how to help guard your wealth using asset diversification into physical precious metals. Gold and silver can offer a defense against the dollar's devaluation, and the experts at Advantage Gold will explain how you can convert some of your savings into precious metals that can protect and potentially grow your wealth. With currency debasement from Washington and global uncertainty on the rise, gold and silver diversification can offer you some stability. Call 800-900-8000 right now to sign up. 800-900-8000 now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you. Performance may vary. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. You should always consult your financial and tax professional. Our universities and colleges, honestly, folks, are destroying the country for generations to come. They are cancerous propaganda mills for the Marxist left. You know, these books I write, it just lays it all out. And it's all happening in front of us. It's all taking place. I do these things because I hope they'll make a difference. And honestly, I don't even know if they do anymore. I just don't. And these are Stalinist indoctrination mills. Now we know they're funded in many cases by Qatar, by the Hamas network, by the communist Chinese, and homegrown Marxists. The Soros ilks and so forth. They're destroying law enforcement. They're destroying our educational system. They've destroyed our media. The people you see on TV, in the vast majority of media, 98% of it, they are the entrails of this ideology. That's why you can see at NBC, they don't want Rona McDaniel. Rona McDaniel is harmless. She's a rhino. She's weak. But it was too much. Her college campuses, you can't have really serious discussion about anything anymore. Our history, Israel's history, without being attacked, without being threatened, without being scared. And so this Marxist-Islamist fusion ideology is now spreading like a wildfire across the country into all of our institutions. One of these days it'll hit radio and I won't be here anymore. I'm just guessing. I'll be right back. This segment of the podcast is exclusively sponsored by Pure Talk. Pure Talk offers great coverage and can save your family money on your wireless bill every single month. Go to puretalk.com to find the plan that's right for you. Thank you again for listening, and thank you so much for this sponsorship, Pure Talk.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811, 877-381-3811. You know, in the old days, a lot of Jewish comedians would change their name because they didn't want to be discriminated against in the 20s, 30s, 40s, and that sort of thing. But today, particularly if you're a leftist, there's really no need to change your name. John Stewart's full name is John Stewart Leibowitz. He's obviously not proud of it. I'm just being honest. He's a comedian, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a director, he's a political commentator, he's an actor, he's a television host. This is all Wikipedia. But he's not 93 years old. What is he, about 60, give or take? And he still goes under the name John Stewart. Now, I want you to think about that. Of course, he's not alone. He does the Comedy Central show. I think it's like once a week because they're desperate for ratings. I don't think he gets them ratings. What do I know? But he and his 10 comic writers, they do the same thing every time. He aggregates clips that they pull off of other programs, Fox most particularly, but others. And then he claims how hypocritical they are, how arrogant they are, and so forth. It's not real comedy. It's not real anything. It's a quick paycheck. Then they stuff the audience with clapping seals. He and I have gone at it a little bit in the past, not much. I've invited him on this program in the past, but his people said only if I go on his program. I said, well, you first. I mean, I invited you first. I don't have a problem with that. But I want to show you how he does it and how he's particularly good at being a propagandist, because he makes propaganda cool. And he makes idiocy cool. Now, you know what's going on in New York with Donald Trump. You know what's going on with that civil action and all the rest of it. But I want you to check this out. Cut 9, go.
Leave it to Kevin O'Leary to be unaware enough to say the quiet part out loud.
I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on
earth. See, and this is the problem with Kevin O'Leary. Trump didn't do any of that, and this law is not intended for that. It's intended for consumer complaints. So to say everybody does it, which number one isn't true, because you don't want to defend Trump per se, but you want to defend your industry per se, really doesn't cut it with me either. Plus, it gives an opening to a moron like John Stewart Leibowitz to say and do what he does. Go ahead.
City, this has never, ever been prosecuted.
There is a theory in law that if enough people commit a crime, it automatically becomes legal. You're familiar with the purge, are you not? The f***ing entitled arrogance. I don't know if you know this, but most people just can't commit fraud and expect to face no repercussions.
See, so he takes this one guy, O'Leary, extrapolates from it, and then says, you know, you're entitled. Maybe he is, but most people know the consequences of committing fraud. And so he takes it from there and projects it. And yet O'Leary's wrong, and of course Leibowitz is wrong. That's not what took place here. That's not what took place here at all. What took place here is a consumer statute that doesn't have a jury trial because it's really considered to clean up consumer complaints, many of which are, you know, out there from time to time. You don't even get a jury trial. And then to use that in a major attack on a political opponent for the purpose of bankrupting them and stealing their property, that's the real story. So you see, John Stewart Leibowitz pretends to be some kind of really cool contrarian. He's just your usual left-wing kook slob. That's all he is. With 10 comedy writers. Remember, Mr. Producer, when the comedy writers went on strike? They had to stop a show. They had to stop a show. Maybe in my next contract, I'll demand comedy writers, Mr. Producer. In fact, I'll demand the kind of staff that everybody else gets. I have a producer who's also the engineer and a call screener. That's what I've got. I don't even use one of the company's studios. I don't even charge them for my studio. You understand? All the substance of this show is mine. Clips are gathered by Mr. Producer, and we go over them, make a decision what I want to use or not, and I send him some as well. As I say, he has two jobs. He's also the engineer, the board op. And then we have Mr. Call Screener. That's it. This is the smallest staff for any major national radio host in America. In America. In fact, it's interesting. When I wanted to give Mr. Producer a salary increase, I did it out of my own pocket. That's how cheesy things can get around here. Anyway, we're not Comedy Central, although some people want me to be Comedy Central. Did you know that, Mr. Producer? Yeah. They want me to wear my hat on backwards. First, I'm not wearing a hat. Oh, yes. Anyway, go ahead.
Even if everyone's doing it, try getting a car loan by saying you have 10 times as much.
Hey, everybody's not doing it. You know everybody's not doing it. So why are you doing your bit like this? Is it funny? It's because your little social circle of circle morons think it's funny? So you jump on the Kevin O'Leary statement, which is really a stupid statement? I got him now. I got him now. Everybody's doing it. The entitled, the arrogant. What do you got, mashed potatoes for your brain, Leibovitz? Go ahead.
Really do, or claim 20 dependents when you have no children, or say you make.
See what I mean? It's a whole shtick, goes on and on and on. There's nothing funny about this. What they've done to Donald Trump is outrageous. And rather than be the so-called civil libertarian and go against the flow, you never go against the flow. You're a coward, Leibovitz. You're a fraud. You're not funny. I'll challenge you to do your show without a single comedy writer for your next five shows. Your next five shows. Try it. None of them do it. You know, when you used to get guys up there who were really funny, like George Carlin, or all these other guys, the old time, they were really funny. Some of them have writers. Carlin was a thinker. You may not agree with him. He didn't have a writer. That's why he was one of the greats. Again, you don't have to agree with him. I didn't always agree, but he was funny. And many of them were funny. Some of them had the joke writers. Boom, 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 boom. But Leibovitz fancies himself some kind of, I don't know, Mark Twain? Something like that? He's not funny. Stupid. In fact, the whole night of them, like he gave birth to Colbert. Colbert is a boring, monotonous, predictable prick. This guy who used to work for Stern, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He's a pig. There's nothing funny about him. Started out in blackface and so forth. Now look at him. Now that'll never be held against him. Then the others, whose names I don't even know. One of them was on Saturday Night Live, maybe two of them. Who cares? You realize they don't get any rating. And by the way, I'll say it. CNN decided to run at 8 p.m. Eastern, Mr. Producer, in America, a rerun of the Bill Maher Show. And they want to do this weekly. You know, I picked up the Saturday show at Fox, so I do Sunday and Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So they said, this is how we'll take down Levin on Saturday. We'll run Bill Maher at 8 p.m. Well, we have on the weekend March Madness, all kinds of stuff going on. When I'm on the air, whether it's TV or radio, these are the most difficult time slots in broadcasting. And I enjoy them. I love the challenge. Before I was syndicated 6 to 9, nobody could be syndicated. They all collapsed. They all collapsed. Every damn one of them. So here's the thing. The numbers came out today, and I beat Bill Maher a 1.4 share. Again, with all the basketball going on, I don't blame people for watching basketball. March Madness is fantastic. And he got a 0.8. So in plain English, that means I had 400,000 more viewers than Bill Maher. Did you read about that, Mr. Producer? It's nowhere. Not even in the radio trades. Now, Bill Maher had beaten me, be headlined everywhere, but I crushed him. Absolutely crushed him. I'm just making a point. So what is it that I do that enables me to destroy a Bill Maher? What is it that I do that enables me to have a 6 to 9 slot going on 2 decades in a slot that used to be dead? It was dead on WABC. It was dead all over the country. What is it that I do? I have respect for you. You want somebody who's going to talk about substance, have fun, jokes, entertain too. Don't get me wrong. I'm all into it. But you don't want a website reader. You don't want a talking points, talking head. You've got a lot of things you can do with your life and a lot of things you can do with your time, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific, and all times in between. You've got a lot of things you can do on Saturday nights and Sunday nights. You don't need to be watching me, but you want to, and I want to talk to you. And most broadcasting executives, not all, just don't get it. They don't understand it. Some of them are numbers guys. Some of them have worked for 3 different companies. Some of them think they know everything, but they don't know you. That's the problem. Whether it's TV or radio, they don't know you, and they don't care to know you. They think they know what sells, quote unquote, but they don't. And so here's Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart will always appeal to a very small niche of people. That's it. That's it. He's not a big TV personality. He's on Comedy Central. You're on Comedy Central, you can't be a big TV personality. And these guys are lazy with all their writers. Anyway, go ahead. Finish
less it, money to qualify for food assistance. I will guarantee you there are not just financial consequences for those lies, but criminal ones.
So
but
here he is into his class warfare. Beating up on the rich based on something Kevin O'Leary said. Not the fact that this country, through its capitalist system, has created more prosperity for more people than any country on the face of the earth, and we create prosperity for people outside this country. Not a word. I don't think comedy's funny when you're constantly trashing our country, our economic system, our citizens, when you're spewing your soft Marxist bullcrap. I don't think that's funny. In the least, Leibowitz. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No 4-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand-new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. There's a report out tonight. I don't know if it's accurate or not. I hope it is. That several billionaires who are Republicans and Trump supporters are working to get together to help him raise the funds to pay for his appeal. That's what we're talking about, the right to have an appeal in a preposterous case. The case involving LaMarxist James is what I'll call her from now on. And, of course, this was very controversial when I posted it. These stalkers at the websites, sitting in their basements, their mother's basements, mostly without their pants on, 3 days unshaven, eating Krispy Kreme donuts. You can imagine them in your eyes, you're imagining your eyes. And there they are. Oh, my God, what a morally suggest? Oh, whatever. Who cares what they say? So-called news operations picked it up. The Huffington Compost, the Daily Bestiality, Mediocrite, all run by left-wing Democrat goons. They're more entertaining than anything else, to the extent they're entertaining at all. And the fact of the matter is that, screw these people. I don't even want to get into it. We're getting an update, Mr. Producer. Are you able to get that or not? On this bridge collapse. Let's see if we can pull it, if we get it. Rear Admiral Shannon, the Coast Guard, commander of the 5th Coast Guard District. Give me a hint if you can or can't. Not yet. Okay. Let me run the show. Can you get it or not? Okay, we can't get it. Maybe after the break we can get it. But I will find out what the update is, and I will reveal it to you once we know. I don't think it's going to be much, quite frankly. The people who fell into the water, tragically, the maintenance crew, there's no evidence that any of them have come out. The water is cold. It's cold on the East Coast. And I just can't imagine, unless there's some kind of a miracle, and I don't think there's going to be. In fact, the Coast Guard just said we don't think we'll find any survivors. And that is a long fall into the river as well. It's really quite sad. People want answers. Of course people want answers, but I'll give you an answer generally. Nobody's perfect and no system is perfect. I've always wondered about these massive freighters and these bridges. It's just odd. Even when I've driven on them or driven past them, I've always wondered what happens if something hits them. It's been a thought of mine from time to time. I'm not kind of freaked out by bridges, one way or the other. And so here it happened, the biggest bridge disaster in our history. Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand-new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
Mark Levin, the thunder on the right. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
All right, we're back. Mr. Producer did a great job. I want you to hear some of this, though. It's important. It's an update on what's happened with this bridge and the people. Go ahead.
Please. Tonight we're going to hear from a brief statement from each of them on current updates. And after that, we'll be able to take a few questions, but we do need to keep it brief because we want to get these folks back to work. With that, I'd like to introduce Rear Admiral Shannon Gilruth.
Hey, good evening, everyone. First, I'd like to say thank you to all of the first responders that have come out today to assist in looking for these individuals. We've had tremendous support across the state and county and city and federal enterprise. You've seen for yourself the helicopters flying over, the small boats that are out there, the Coast Guard cutter that's out there, the boats that go back and forth bringing people out on scene to search for these individuals. So thank you to those, this entire community, for helping in that regard. Second, I want to say thank you to the community for the outpouring of support to those first responders, and in particular the outpouring of support and prayers and support for the families of the six individuals. So I would like to announce tonight that based on the length of time that we've gone in this search, the extensive search efforts that we've put into it, the water temperature, that at this point we do not believe that we're going to find any of these individuals still alive. And so this evening at around 7:30, we are going to suspend the active search and rescue efforts. Coast Guard's not going away. None of our partners are going away, but we're just going to transition to a different phase. And so I'm going to turn it over to Colonel Butler, please.
Good evening, and thank you all for being here. To echo the Admiral's comments here, we really appreciate the support from the community to all the first responders here. We appreciate your patience and allowing us to do the best job possible and get the information as it comes up. At this point, as the Admiral said, we're going away from the search and rescue portion to a recovery operation. The changing conditions out there have made it dangerous for the first responders, the divers in the water. We will still have surface ships out overnight. At 0600 hours tomorrow, we're hoping to put divers in the water and begin a more detailed search to do our very best to recover those six missing people.
Yes, I am. Thank you. With that, we have time for just a few questions. We know there's a lot of questions that still have to be answered, and we do have time for just a few. So if we could take a few, please.
So do we think it's still just six? There's talk of maybe other cars on the bridge.
All the information we have is it's six individuals.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Can you go into detail about how difficult this might be for the recovery phase of this now? Like, what kind of challenges are you up against?
Well, I'll start by saying I'm going to turn it over to the experts on diving. I'm not an expert on diving, but we've got very difficult water temperatures. You have structures from the bridge that are in the water that can move with the tides and currents, making that dangerous for divers and people in the water to actually try to do recovery. And we do not want to injure any of these first responders in this recovery effort. We absolutely want to be as safe as possible for everyone involved in this. And I'll see if Colonel Burrell has anything he wants to add.
Can you go into specifics about what the search and rescue entailed, like were there scuba divers or was everything above water, sonar, any sort of equipment that might have been utilized over the past 12 hours?
From the outset, we moved all those resources in with dive teams from various state, local, and county agencies. We also use sonar. We're doing our very best in some very difficult times and difficult conditions, which is why we're making that transition now. The last thing we want to do is put divers in the water with changing currents, low temperatures, very poor visibility, and so much metal and other unknown objects in the water. All it takes is one object to strike an individual, and all of a sudden we have a first responder trying to recover another first responder. I think at 0600 we'll find ourselves in a better position to understand the dynamics of what we're dealing with and to address the issue in a much safer manner.
Do the authorities have six IDs now, and have those victims each been contacted, those families, I should say?
I can't speak on that. That's still in the investigative portion of this.
Can you speak to some of the difficulties in actually retrieving the remains? Have any remains so far, we've also had reports that there might be individuals trapped inside of.
Here we get done question time. Have any remains been found? He just answered that. They haven't found anything and any bodies yet. But anyway, go ahead.
And as I said, we have to cease operations. We can't start again until we can assure the safety of those divers and the rescue personnel that are going to participate in this. If we look at how challenging it is at a simple motor vehicle crash to extract an individual, I'm sure we can all imagine how much harder it is to do it in inclement weather, when it's cold, under the water, with very limited to no visibility.
Just to clarify, no remains have been removed thus far by search and rescue teams, other than the two who rescued the life.
That is correct.
So, Colonel, you're confident then that no other vehicles made it onto that bridge?
All right, that's enough. The questions are getting stupid, Mr. Producer. You can cut it off. Basically, the bottom line is, no, he doesn't know exactly how many people might be in the water. They believe six. They do not believe they're alive. It's night. The water's freezing. They can't see beyond a foot or two under the water. And, of course, it's very treacherous, given all the metal and so forth that's down there. Very easy for a first responder, scuba diver, to get caught up on a piece of metal. And he's explained all that correctly, I think. And that, they're using really unbelievable efforts to try and deal with something that's really never happened like this before, certainly not there. And it's going to take a long time to clean this up. It's going to take a long time to open up that port again, one of our major ports in the entire United States. I think it's the, or the second, but maybe the major port on the East Coast. Joe Biden immediately went to the video, said that he's ordered everybody in the federal government to do everything they can. The federal government's going to pay for it and do it as quickly as it can. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's not going to build a bridge until there's a lot more that's done to take care of this. But it is good to know that the federal government will be involved. I don't think anybody anticipated it wouldn't be. And then let me just say this as a footnote. Don't you get sick and tired of politicians showing up talking about this stuff? You heard from the state trooper. This guy is smart, articulate. You heard from the Coast Guard. Smart, articulate. These are the people who are actually responsible for trying to address what's taken place. These politicians who try and jump on the bandwagon really are, I'm just being honest, like Biden. We're going to do everything we can to build it right away. He says that there, but of course in Palestine, Ohio, when the he was a no-show. So it's better that Biden just shut the hell up and stay out of the way. And leave it to the pros. Leave it to the pros. I heard the governor, he was okay, but he didn't say anything. I heard the mayor, he was okay. Looks like he's 12 years old, but okay, great. And understand the politicians need to say something. We don't learn anything from them. I don't. Personally. And I'm always impressed with these first responders. Always. Always. And that's why you'll find me defending them all the time. Defending them on those occasions where they're not saving lives and saving property and saving society. On those occasions when they're under attack. As this and as that and all the rest of it. So I wanted to point that out. You're now as updated as anybody else. And if we learn anything else tonight, I'll let you know. But as the colonel in the Maryland State Trooper said, they don't expect anything at this point to be updated. He was extremely impressive. I was thinking, gee, God willing, Trump's president, you ought to hire that guy. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Switch to Pure Talk today and get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. No four-line requirement, no activation fees, just a Samsung that's built to last with a rugged screen, quick charging battery, and top-tier data security. Qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and mobile hotspot. Pure Talk will connect you to the most dependable 5G network in America for half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year. So let Pure Talk's expert U.S. customer service team help you make the switch today. Just go to puretalk.com/Levin, L-E-V-I-N, and claim your eligibility for your free brand new Samsung 5G smartphone and start saving on wireless today. Again, go to puretalk.com/Levin to switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. It's amazing watching all these Democrat judges issue gag orders against Donald Trump. Anybody in the world can talk about the cases, what they think of the cases. They do it on TV. They do it on radio. Doing it everywhere. Probably even in the judges' chambers. But he puts out a gag order telling Trump that he cannot attack the judge, potential witnesses, the prosecutor. This is a guy who is a Biden plant, and so forth and so on. Now, so we have the First Amendment. And so what these judges do is they twist the First Amendment into a pretzel. And they buy the argument that, well, by Trump doing this, you see, he's creating an atmosphere of potential violence and maybe influencing a potential jury. Are you crazy? A defendant has a right to say what they want to say. A gag order is for these really, really unique situations. The man's running for president of the United States. He's defending himself against these outrageous cases, these outrageous judges. And so the judge rules that he has to be quiet, basically. While he's fighting for his freedom, while he's running for office. That just shows you how disgusting these judges are in New York and elsewhere. Just appalling. Why can't Donald Trump call out the judge? Why can't he call out the prosecutor? Why can't he call out whomever he wants to? What's the danger? What's the problem? Does anybody care when they attack him? This whole thing is a fraud. Is a Potemkin trial. The whole thing is a setup. Everybody knows it, except the a-holes on these other cable networks. They know it, but they don't care. But you get my point. So they just keep issuing, in the middle of a presidential election, gag orders. Here we have a case that this clown judge should have dismissed right on the papers. And he should have said to Alvin Bragg, Alvin, you have no jurisdiction here. This is a federal matter on the federal election case. And even if I look at it, your argument's ridiculous. This is not a state felony. You can't create a state felony. I've read the papers. I dismiss the case. But instead, he takes the case. And he lets it go for it because he wants it in front of a jury. Because he'll be up for election one day in one of these crap... I'm the one who's always said I don't support electing judges. This is why. I support term limits for judges. But I never support electing them. Because they'll play to their base, as you see in New York, as all these local judges are doing exactly that. They're not judges. They're politicians with black robes. That's what they are. The whole thing is a scam. So this judge issues a gag order. This AP, a New York judge ruled a gag order issued barring Donald Trump from commenting publicly about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. Why? The former president's history of threatening, inflammatory, denigrating remarks about people involved in legal cases. So what? I believe that's why they're in court, because they're doing that to him. Judge Juan Merchan, this guy's a phony. Echoing a gag order in Trump's Washington election case. Of course. That would be Chunkin. Came a day after he rejected a defense push to delay the Manhattan trial until the summer. So the U.S. attorney drops 30,000, now I hear it's 100,000 pages of documents on Trump. The judge rules, well, that's okay. 3 weeks, we'll have a trial. His lawyers say, wait a minute, how the hell am I supposed to review all this? Got it. How am I supposed to review all this? And he says, not only that, you're not to criticize anybody. It's ridiculous. Trump better win, ladies and gentlemen, or this country's in... the criminal justice system cannot be fixed. 4 more years of this, it's over. There is no justice system as I speak, but it'll be enshrined forever. It'll be enshrined forever. I'll be right back. You know, I recently learned about Fast Growing Trees, the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants. They have everything you could want. Fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, houseplants, and much more. My wife and I take pride in our home, and that includes having a landscape that brings us serenity. And you, too, can find the perfect fit for your home based on your climate and space. Visit FastGrowingTrees.com. Use code LEVIN, L-E-V-I-N, at checkout. Get an additional 15% off your first purchase from their already very low prices. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And they offer a 30-day alive and thrive guarantee with free plant consultation forever. Right now, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants. And again, my listeners get an additional 15% off on their first purchase when using the code LEVIN at checkout. That's fastgrowingtrees.com, code L-E-V-I-N. Now, the offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. Please visit fastgrowingtrees.com for details.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there was a piece that appeared in the JNS.com news run by Nathan Lewin. Nathan Lewin is one of the great Supreme Court litigators of all time. And he's litigated tons of different types of issues, but his real focus has always been on liberty, particularly religious liberty. Nathan Lewin is a dear friend of mine and the family. And here's what he wrote today. After a fiery trial during which a New York trial judge prohibited former President Donald Trump from making public statements criticizing the judge's law secretary, the judge granted the request of Attorney General Letitia James to enter a judgment of $454 million against Trump. Now that the amount Trump will have to post to enable him to appeal has been reduced, a New York appellate court will determine the validity of the judgment. I followed the trial and the decision in the newspapers and public media. The judge's name, Arthur Engoron, rang a faint bell, but not until now have I searched my memory and found reports of Engoron's role in a publicized freedom of religion case in which I represented rabbis who were sued for issuing rabbinical pronouncement that entitles husbands to remarry. Just stick with me. In 2000, Helen Seeger, a wealthy owner of a nursing home, sued the Union of Orthodox Rabbis and several named rabbis. She claimed that she had been defamed and otherwise harmed by the issuance of a request by the husband from whom she refused to accept a get when they divorced civilly. That is a... in any event, I represented some of the rabbis who were sued. I argued in their defense that a secular New York court could not constitutionally evaluate the conduct of rabbis implementing the religious rules of a heter. The New York trial judge assigned to this secret case was Martin Schoenfeld, elevated sometime later to be an appellate judge in the New York system. Arthur Engoron was a young lawyer who had been Schoenfeld's law secretary since 1991. I did not know Engoron or how deeply he may have been involved in the judge's ruling in the secret case. I appeared several times before Judge Schoenfeld to present an oral argument. On each occasion, I was surprised by the judge's resistance to my legal argument based on solid precedent. He seemed intent on bringing Seeger's case to a public trial. He granted my motion to dismiss many of her claims, but he ordered her defamation and emotional distress claims to be tried before a jury. Well, I took advantage of New York's procedure that allows such an order to be appealed before a trial is held. We also discovered that Schoenfeld's law secretary, named this guy Arthur Engoron, was dating Sue, the secretary of the lawyer who represented Seeger in this litigation. Got that? To cut to the chase, So this Judge Aragon, before he was a judge, he was a law secretary to a judge. He was dating the woman who was the secretary for the lawyer of the plaintiff. Follow that, Mr. Producer? Yes or no? All right, he's busy. That led me to file a motion requesting that Schoenfeld remove himself from the case because of his law secretary's relationship with Sue. So his law secretary is this now judge who's beclowned himself and tried to bankrupt Trump as he carries water for the Marxist James. And this guy, when he was a law secretary, was dating the legal, excuse me, when he was a legal assistant, was dating the legal secretary to the plaintiff in the case. So, of course, he shouldn't have been involved in it at all. He says, I allege that Erdogan may have transmitted information to his girlfriend's boss and may have drafted Schoenfeld's opinions favoring her boss's client. On July 1, 2002, Schoenfeld recused himself, declaring that he'd only recently learned of the relationship between Engeron and Sue. So this guy Engeron, again, now the judge in the Trump non-disclosure, in the Trump case, in the real estate case, is the one who didn't reveal it to his judge. In November 2003, my appeal to the New York appellate court succeeded. Five appellate judges ruled unanimously that Seeger's case in its entirety should have been dismissed under federal constitution and New York law. That same year, Erdogan, who had dated the legal assistant to the lawyer representing the plaintiff in the case he was working on with a judge, that same year he was named a New York civil court judge. Follow that, America? In other words, he's an unethical bastard. Now, this piece is out there. It's not like I wrote it. So it's making the rounds, and I'm making sure it makes the rounds, and I will post it by our friend Nathan Lewin. And what he's pointing out here is, in his experience with this now judge, he was utterly unethical. And that as a result, at least in significant part, of his unethical conduct, the entire case was dismissed. So I take it from there. If this is how the man conducts himself, he's a sleazeball. And why would they promote him to being a judge? Why would they do that? Because it's New York, that's why. Arthur Engoron, Engoron. Let me make it clear for the slow listeners. That is the leftists. You're not a slow listener, are you, Mr. Producer? We have our Mr. Producer substitute in today. You're a fast listener, right? Okay. So let me go over this. You have a case. The top legal assistant to the judge in the case is dating the law secretary to the lawyer who's representing the plaintiff. Now, the top legal assistant to the judge in this case was Erdogan. Obviously, his influence on his decisions and so forth, and what Nat Lewin is saying here is, these decisions that the judge was making seemed preposterous. And so it at least raises the specter that the judge was influenced by his legal assistant, as you can imagine he would be. And when the judge himself found out that his legal assistant, now Judge Erdogan, was dating the legal secretary to the other side, he recused himself. When it went up to the appellate court in New York, 5-0, they ruled, oh, no, this can't go. And now that guy's the judge in the Trump, the Marxist James case. Pretty interesting, don't you think? Pretty sickening, don't you think? Yeah, I think so. So I wanted to point that out. Since nobody else will. I think that's very, very important. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
The best-selling Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier uses Oxy technology that helps quickly destroy many viruses, odors, mold, and more. How do I know? I have it right here on my desk. People all over the nation are raving over how well the Thunderstorm helps freshen their homes. Musty, mildew smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the Thunderstorm being on. With thousands of five-star reviews, you know it works. Any odor will disappear when you use the Thunderstorm. Odors from litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more are no match. And best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. You'll get three units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go for over $600. And with this special offer, you're getting three units for under $200. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code MARK3. That's MARK3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code MARK3. By the way, this individual that Robert Kennedy picked as his running mate is a kook. Hardcore Democrat, leftist, married a multi-billionaire, one of the co-founders of Google. So another kook. But look, I want Robert Kennedy to steal as many votes from Biden as possible. And Biden's doing everything he can to destroy him. Everything you can to destroy him. Because Biden doesn't believe in competition. Biden doesn't want opponents. He wants Trump in prison, and he wants Kennedy Jr. off of every ballot, and he won't even give him Secret Service protection. What's that mean? Daily Caller. President Joe Biden's reelection team is building a mass operation to take down third-party candidate Robert Kennedy, as it worries about the impact of the opponent's race, Axios report. Joe Biden's acting like a mobster. He's trying to put Trump in prison, bog him down with these left-wing kook Democrat. Hey, judge, you can't silence me. Hey, judge in Manhattan, whatever the hell your name is, now I'm going to talk about you 10 times as much. 10 times as much, you jerk. You Democrat hack. Whoa, that feels good. And the prosecutor's a real putz. He's a Biden mouthpiece. He's a Biden. Oh, that feels great. What are you going to do about it, judge? Oh, my goodness. Going to issue a ruling against me? Oh, wow. You've got so much power with that robe on and all. Make sure you're wearing your pants under that robe, judge. Some of them don't, you know. Oh, yeah. Judges, folks, are flesh and blood. And some of them actually are intelligent. Not enough. This guy gets elected. Wow, he must be the best. He got elected at a judgeship as a Democrat in a nearly 100% Democrat district. Wow, he earned it. He should have killed this case right in the womb. But no. Now, let's go on. Because Biden does not want opponents. I'm sure he was behind the ballot effort to get Trump off the ballots. He's behind all these lawsuits. He sent his boy from the DOJ into Letitia James's outfit. He left there and he went into Alvin Bragg's outfit. He was the acting number three at the Department of Justice. And this judge ruled Trump can't talk about that. Why? Because he can't denigrate people who are going to be in this court. You denigrate your own courtroom, you schmo. As RFK Jr. gears up to announce his running mate in the race for White House, the president's reelection campaign, writes the Daily Caller, and the DNC have dedicated a coalition of staffers whose purpose is to attempt to undermine Kennedy, according to Axios. Kennedy, who has garnered attention since entering the race, is polling better than any independent candidate since 1992. Mr. Kennedy plans to take votes from both President Biden and Trump. Stephanie Speer, press secretary for Kennedy's campaign, told Axios. Of course, the DNC is worried. Kennedy has the highest favorability, this is the mouthpiece, among the candidates and outpaces Biden and Trump among independents. The Kennedy family has been critical of RFK Jr.'s run for president. Wow. The DNC has previously argued, according to Axios, that Robert Kennedy Jr. is a stalking horse for former presidential. Look how stupid that is. Biden came out today and said Donald Trump wants to destroy your health care. Trump says, no, I don't. What's he talking? Doesn't matter. Biden came out the other day and said Donald Trump wants to eliminate Social Security. Donald Trump never said that. It was Biden who said that. He said Donald Trump wants to eliminate Medicaid. Trump never said that. Biden said that. And that Trump wants to eliminate abortion. Trump couldn't eliminate abortion if he wanted to. The Supreme Court ruled it's up to the states. A president has no power when it comes to abortion. But it doesn't matter if people want to believe. Allies of the president previously made efforts to stunt third-party candidates. The DNC created a team in March focused on communication strategy and opposition research to help combat third-party and independent candidates in 2024. The party then created a group of lawyers dedicated to monitor how independent candidates are seeking ballot access, according to the New York Times. So they unleashed their Mark Elias trip and fall ambulance chasing thug lawyers. And that's all they know, to get in front of friendly judges to keep these people off the ballot. They use these lawyers to change the election laws for Joe. Joe used the DNC to change the order of the states in the primaries to help Joe. Joe's trying to put his main political opponent, Trump, in prison and to bankrupt him. But Joe believes in democracy. Joe doesn't believe in anything but Joe. He's a punk. It's a stupid man, but he understands power. He's been around it a long, long time. And he's got his mouthpieces, the Scarboroughs, and the rest of the media, who will do and say anything for the man. Fake Tapper. Got him. Andrea Mitchell, who's a buffoon. It's always been a buffoon. I remember when she was a Cub reporter, I told you in Philadelphia, she was a buffoon back then. Murphy's Rule, or in her case, Mitchell's Rule. And there she is. So the fact of the matter is, Joe Biden doesn't really want to run for office on the issues. He wants to lie. He's trying to scare the hell out of everybody. He's going to steal your democracy. No, he's not. He's going to put you in prison. No, that's what you're doing. The FBI sicked on parents, peaceful protesters, Catholic Church, but he supports democracy. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention something that's probably not going to be mentioned on cable or much on radio. And we only have a minute, but I will continue this after the bottom. There's a gentleman by the name of Matt Schlapp. His wife is Mercedes Schlapp. I'm sure you've seen them both. They have five beautiful daughters. Matt Schlapp became the chairman of the American Conservative Union when it was dying, and I used to refuse to go there because of how it invited all these freaky, fraudulent groups. He breathed life back into the American Conservative Union. And ACU were on CPAC, CPAC. And then came something that really no human being should have to confront. And I want to address this after the bottom of the hour. I hope you'll stick with me. We'll be right back.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The establishment's worst nightmare. Mark Levin. Call in now. 877-381-3811.
Before I get back to Matt, Purim is it's a very fun Jewish holiday. about Haman and Esther, and you can Google the whole story. And I just posted something that's so very sad. A mother asks her son, who's in eighth grade, a little kid, on Purim, who would you like to dress up as? You know, you can dress up one of the good guys, Haman, so forth. Says, I want to dress up as Dad. His father was in the IDF and was killed fighting the terrorists. And there he is in the picture dressed up like his dad. I want to dress up like Dad. And there he is staring out through a fence. My buddy Matt Schlapp. My wife Julie and I are very good friends with the Schlapps. She's more interactive with them than I am, because I'm not interactive with many people. I'm just too damn busy. But that said, a horrendous allegation was made against him. And the individual went public and threatened him. This is a man who has five young daughters. Politico writes, the Republican operative. See, they can't even, Daniel Lippmann. He's not a Republican operative. He's a conservative patriot. But anyway, they're talking about this guy who worked. Well, let me just read the piece. So this accusation accused the American Conservative Union head, Matt Schlapp, of sexual assault. So this is the Republican operative who accused ACU head Matt Schlapp of sexual assault, has dropped his lawsuits against him and his wife, Mercedes Schlapp, according to statements from the main parties. Soon after the 2022 Herschel Walker Senate campaign, Carlton Huffman, a staffer working for that campaign, accused Schlapp of sexual battery and defamation. And in a lawsuit, he sought $9.4 million in damages. Now, when Julie and I first heard this, we said, that's not possible. Some people, you're not sure. We were sure. In a statement today, the accuser, Huffman, said he was discontinuing his lawsuits and issued an apology for bringing them. So he drops them. The claims made in my lawsuits were the result of a complete misunderstanding. I regret that the lawsuit caused pain to the Schlapp family, according to a statement shared by Matt Schlapp's family. The Schlapps have advised that the statements made about me were the result of a misunderstanding, which was regrettable, he added, referring to comments the couple had made about Huffman after he filed a suit. Neither the Schlapps nor the ACU paid me anything to dismiss my claims against them. Asked about the statement, Huffman said in a text to Politico, we have resolved our differences, and confirmed the accuracy of the statement. And so he had accused Schlapp of all kinds of stuff while he was driving Schlapp back to the hotel, and accused Schlapp of inviting him back to the hotel. Schlapp has said from the beginning that never happened, and he was very upset and very angry about it. And it was later revealed that Huffman himself had been accused of sexual assault in an unrelated case. Actually, a lot was revealed during the course of, I believe, depositions. But I don't know any details, nor do I want to know any. Our family was attacked, especially by a left-wing media that's focused on the destruction of conservatives regardless of the truth and the facts, Schlapp said. But we emerge from this ordeal stronger as husband and wife, stronger as parents to our five daughters, stronger as friends to those who stood by us. Now, Huffman also sued Republican activist Carolyn Wren for defamation for attacking him after his accusation. That lawsuit was also dropped. So he drops all his lawsuits. He apologizes to the Schlapp family. And now I want to tell you something. CPAC, which is run by ACU, had a, I think, significantly smaller turnout this past February. I'm told it wasn't that much smaller, but it looked smaller to me. And some of the speakers who usually speak there decided not to speak there. Some of them who are in broadcasting, like me, some of whom run conservative organizations, some of whom are elected officials, they decided or they were advised, stay away from Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp and stay away from ACU and CPAC. I don't roll that way. Neither does my wife. If I believe somebody's innocent, you have to prove otherwise to me. You don't know people for years and years and years and an allegation is made and suddenly you wash your hands of them. And this is the problem today. When I came under attack here, not for anything as horrific as what the Schlapps went through, in early March 2017 for exposing the surveillance of Donald Trump based on public reports, based on my background, I knew the FBI and the administration were leaking against Trump. I came under a withering attack from every major news outlet, comedian, and so forth. I didn't really care. I fought back. Withering attack. I can think of a few people who came to my defense. Brent Bozell at the Media Research Center. And Tim Graham. Right Scoop. Our buddy Brian over there. A handful. Breitbart. My buddy Pollock. And Alex over there, they came under attack too, of course, because they build on the story. In this business, radio, I can't think of anybody who gave a full-throated defense of me. Don't get me wrong, some local host, WMAL, yes. I can't think of any national host. And this is before Bongino, as I recall. Yeah, way before Bongino, who always defends me, and I always defend him. He's like a brother. But you get the point. I come to the defense of people I respect and who I believe are being wronged, whether it was Rush or somebody else. I don't mind it. I believe in it. It's the way I was raised by my parents. You must not, you cannot allow these lowlives who will ruin you to do it to your friends, your allies, do it to my audience, do it to President Trump. That's my nature. That's what's in me. I defend them when I know they're right and I know who their accusers are. Matt Schlapp never put his hands on anybody. He's had interactions with tens of thousands, maybe 100,000 people. No complaints. He adores his wife. His kids adore him. He's a practicing Catholic. I remember when I gave up on the American Conservative Union because they were having all kinds of weirdos attend these events. And I said it on the air. I want nothing to do with the John Birch Society or these other kooks. Even some neo-Klansmen, if you will, because they believed in free speech. You know what, folks? I believe in conservative meetings that are not destroyed by the freaks. It's not about free speech. We're not the government. We're an organization. It's nothing to do with free speech. You can kick somebody's ass out of your house, out of a meeting, out of your office. Nothing to do with it. First Amendment applies to the government. And he said, I want to come out in Virginia and meet with you. He had his right-hand man at the time, Dan Schneider, and I met with him. I was very skeptical. And then when I left, I said, these two guys are a class act. So I agreed. And I'm glad I did ever since. He's done a great job at running the American Conservative Union and CPAC. I didn't know Alan Dershowitz as well. I knew of him before I knew him. I've gotten to know him quite well. I like him a lot. A lot. We don't always agree, but this is a man who's been a Democrat his whole life, who's taken on some of the most important and bizarre cases his entire life. And yet he calls them as he sees them. And in many respects, his social life has been destroyed as a result of his defenses of Donald Trump. He was accused of having sex or molesting or something one of the young girls at the Epstein mansion. He vehemently denied it. He said it never happened. And he brought his own lawsuit, as did the Schlapps, by the way. He counterclaimed. Not that long ago, she agreed it never happened. She was confused. Somebody looked like Alan Dershowitz. No, quite frankly, I don't know anybody who looks like Alan Dershowitz. That's fine. But they tried to destroy him. We have a case in New York under another weird New York statute that allows potential complainants, that is plaintiffs, to reach back decades making allegations of sexual abuse or rape and so forth. And that's what happened to Donald Trump in these cases brought by the same plaintiff. She was backed by funding, given advice by George Conway, that's what the news reported anyway, on how to go after Trump. He's denied it. He said he doesn't even know who she is. And I believe him. And the jury never found him guilty of rape. That was the allegation, that he raped her. But they didn't find him guilty of that allegation. So I guess they tried to split the baby in half, and they said, okay, sexual assault or something of that sort. It's not like I'm following it that closely. In New York, of course. I still believe Donald Trump. Schlapp had friends in the conservative movement who abandoned him. Politicians on Capitol Hill who abandoned him. People he thought he knew who abandoned him. Shameful. Absolutely shameful. Shameful. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
So NBC News drops Rona McDaniel. Why? Did she change from the time they hired her? No. Does she deserve our support? No. Why do I care about it? It's not that I care about it. They're trying to put Trump in prison so he doesn't have to run against Trump, the Democrats. Biden. They're trying to make sure that Robert Kennedy can't show up on any ballots on any states. They have a special team of lawyers, slip and fall hatchet men and women who are trying to do that. They're trying to change laws in states, particularly battleground states, that will only help Biden. They're opposed to voter identification that will only help Biden. And of course, they don't believe in a free press. Rona McDaniel would be a commentator. A commentator. Like Jen Psaki's a commentator. Like Donna Brazile's a commentator. George Stephanopoulos is a supposed newsman. Now, talk about sleazy whoring, taking a guy that was in charge of trashing women for Clinton. Now he runs that stupid show in the morning. Jake Tapper is supposedly a newsman. He was a mouthpiece for a left-wing congresswoman as well as Handgun Control Inc. How did that happen? And we can go on and on. The list is a long one. But if you're going to be part of the club, you're going to be part of the Democrat Party Praetorian Guard media, well, you could never have run the RNC unless your name is Michael Steele and you bend over backwards and kiss every ass that's in front of you. Right, Michael? We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our truckers, our first responders all. Thank you. God bless you. And of course, our friends in Ukraine, our brothers and sisters in Israel, we have your back. And I'll see you tomorrow.